It's the third year in a row Vietnam vets have been honored on this day. Governor Doyle proclaimed the date Vietnam Veterans Day in 2009. During today's ceremony at the State Veterans Museum, the president of the Wisconsin chapter of Vietnam Veterans of America, Richard Lindbeck, remembered what his welcome home was like in 1966 when he returned after serving a year in a police security unit.
I was very proud that I had served my country, but I was told not to wear my uniform because of the negative attitude at that time, even in that small town.
Heckbart joined the Wisconsin State Patrol then and remembers standing guard at the state capitol during anti-war demonstrations in the 1970s. Another veteran, James Heckbart, was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam in 1968. He says he didn't talk about the war for 20 years after his return and remembers being shunned at traditional veterans clubs like the VFW. He says he's glad Vietnam vets are finally receiving some positive recognition.
You know, we put our life on the line for this country, and we gave those people the right to protest, whether they liked that or not. We fought for the rights for everybody. That's what soldiers do.
More than 160,000 Wisconsin soldiers served in Vietnam. 1,239 died there. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.